This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, maybe, for one of the former governors who was running for president of the United States, who has now joined Mike Pence, the former vice president, saying, even though he's a Republican, even though he had taken that pledge in order to appear on debates about supporting the Republican nominee, he has no intention of endorsing Donald Trump, but he also has no intention of voting for Biden. Who are we talking about? We will get to that. We will also be joined by historian Daniel Pipes, who's taught at University of Pennsylvania, studied at Harvard. He will be applying his deep understanding of the Middle East to the current state of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He has a new book coming out in June of this year called Israel Victory, How Zionists Win Acceptance and Palestinians Get Liberated. We will be speaking to Daniel Pipes coming up this hour. And meanwhile, I mentioned that there was actually a fairly profound commentary, really, because it's not just a routine, it's not just an opening monologue, it's profound. Bill Maher opened his, or ended his show last Friday by talking about depression and how Americans seem to be almost clinically depressed when it comes to our feelings about our country. And it's very strange, because when you ask people about their personal lives and how things are going and your personal view of the economy and your own economic progress and security and how's your family doing, people tend to give very positive answers. But when they are asked about how the country is doing, they think of Biden and Trump, and they get gloomy. So what exactly is the problem? Here's the way that Bill Maher described it. Listen.
And finally, new rule, being obsessed with your mental health is bad for your mental health. I've been thinking a lot lately about a puzzle many are struggling with. Why are Biden's approval ratings so low when things are generally pretty good? Now, of course, there are problems. America's a big place, but wages are rising, unemployment is negligible, the stock market is soaring. We somehow brushed off both the Trump presidency and the pandemic. Stop acting like life in America in 2024 is unbearable. Biden's ratings are in the toilet, not because he's doing such a bad job, but because a lot of Americans like to live with their head in the toilet. Let's look at the numbers. Almost a third of American adults have reported a depression diagnosis at some point in their life. And while depression is, of course, a very real thing, it's also true that earlier generations never suffered from the expectation that you're supposed to feel good all the time. 1 in 8 adults are on antidepressants. And that doesn't include the ones who steal them from their kids.
And again, this is also, by the way, an issue that is raised in the New York Times by the, yes, he is Nobel Prize winning economist, Paul Krugman, who, Paul Krugman, I should say, that's the way he pronounces his name. He has a piece today that's why are Americans still down on the economy? Does it have to do with this general idea of depression infecting this country with a different sort of pandemic? Bill Maher continues.
Every bad feeling isn't a disease, and Americans really need to stop pathologizing everything. No one's just sad anymore. They're clinically depressed. They don't merely worry. They have chronic anxiety. Do you like things neat and organized? That's OCD. You're bummed when it's cold out? Seasonal depression. PTSD is for people who fought in Iraq, not for people who want to bring their dog on a plane. There are people in America with real problems who deserve to feel sad, but sometimes a bad day is just a bad day. When you constantly reinforce this message that no one's just a normal human with normal struggles but we're all permanently in the head, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Okay, and so what do you do about it? You at least try to open your mind a little bit to Elmo from Sesame Street, who, at least on social media, was trying to cheer people up, apparently, but instead was swamped with depressing stories. Clip C.
Maybe the solution is much simpler, and you just went a week without sleep or sunlight. Maybe you have problems that could be solved with vegetables. Or exercise. Studies have shown that, well, antidepressants can be effective in serious cases. For most people, exercise is even more effective, whereas antidepressants just make you listen to podcasts about murder. A couple of months ago, Elmo, the Muppet from every screaming toddler's iPad, wrote on his Twitter account, "Elmo is just checking in. How's everybody doing?" And Twitter responded like he was the suicide hotline. Wife left me. Daughters don't respect me. My job is a joke. Any more questions, Elmo? Elmo, I'm going to be real. I'm at my f-ing limit.
Okay. This actually is very useful, it seems to me, because trying to put things into context, you don't have to be singing the, we're talking about FDR before, the FDR theme song, "Happy Days Are Here Again." Well, maybe they're not, but these are grim times. There are strange things going on, but there also is a great deal of reason for celebration in this country. There always is. We're the United States. Paul Krugman, in his piece in the New York Times, begins it by saying, "Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Honestly, I didn't think Republicans were going to try replaying Ronald Reagan's famous line, since so much of the GOP's 2024 strategy depends on a sort of collective amnesia about the last year of Donald Trump's presidency. Is it really a good idea to remind voters what the spring of 2020 was like? For it was a terrible time. It was a time of fear, with COVID deaths skyrocketing. It was a time of isolation, with normal social interactions disrupted. It was a time of surging violent crime, perhaps brought on by that social disruption. It was a time of huge job losses, with the unemployment rate hitting 14.8% that April. And do you remember the great toilet paper shortage? Also, when Reagan delivered that line in 1980, things were pretty bad, with 7.5% unemployment and 12.6% inflation. Can you imagine? And the 1979 gas lines were still fresh in memory. Today, unemployment is below 4%. And inflation is around 3%, and probably, despite some noisy recent statistics, still heading down. Some observers, however, tell us to ignore fancy statistics indicating that America is doing pretty well. Americans' lived experience, they say, is that it's still a lousy economy. And isn't the customer, in this case the consumer, always right? Well, I do not think that word experience means what they think it means. It's true that most Americans have a negative view of the economy, but people don't directly experience the economy. What they directly experience are their own financial circumstances, and most Americans are feeling relatively positive about their own finances. So what is going on, and what is the solution for the Middle East? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our program Daniel Pipes, who is president of the Middle East Forum. He is a very prominent historian, a columnist for the Washington Times, where his special interests include the public role of Islam, Turkey, and the ongoing Arab-Israeli conflict. He is also the author of a new book, which is eagerly awaited. It's coming out in June of this year. The title of the book, which is highly provocative, is Israel Victory: How Zionists Win Acceptance and Palestinians Get Liberated. Now, I haven't seen the book yet. It's not out until June 18th. But do you believe, Daniel, that by the time your book appears, Israel will have achieved something that is recognizable as victory in the war in Gaza?
Well, thank you for the question, Michael, and good to chat with you again. Benjamin Netanyahu has been extraordinarily focused on the notion of victory since October 7th. I've been counting, I've been logging his mentions, and 50, I'm using English, and I don't follow him everywhere he goes, and I have 50 examples, so it's roughly once every 3 days. He's determined, and of course President Biden is discouraging that idea. And then the question arises, what is victory in this context? Prime Minister Netanyahu has referred to resounding victory, to total victory, and the like. I think what that means in this case is there is no Hamas that is functional in Gaza. And so your question, I would think, means will Hamas still be functional in Gaza? I think not. I think it will be just a remnant of itself. I don't think it will be 100% gone, but I think it will be basically gone. So yes, I do think the Israelis are going for victory in Gaza. But let me add that that's not what I'm talking about. That's what my book is about. It's not about a tactical victory on the ground. It's about getting the Palestinians to accept Israel.
And when you say that how the Zionists win acceptance and Palestinians get liberated, what would Palestinians be liberated from? Would they be liberated, first of all, from the domination by a terrorist group called Hamas? But what else would their liberation, as you put it, what would that entail?
It's my argument that the Palestinian response to Zionism from its very inception 140 years ago, when they weren't even called Palestinians yet, has always been of one nature, namely, no. No to you, no to your religion, no to your ideology, no to your economy, no to everything. I call it rejectionism. Rejectionism is the ideology. It developed over the decades, and it's no. I believe it's unique in the world. There is no other ideology comparable to it. No other genocidal ideology comparable to it. There are other genocides, to be sure. But the end, for example, the Turkish genocide of Armenians, was a century ago, and it ended. You don't see young Turks going to camps to learn how to murder Armenians. It's over. This one continues. It continues and continues. And so I see liberation as the end of this horrible ideology, which of course harms Israelis, but also of course harms Palestinians.
When you say the Palestinian ideology is genocidal, which the record so clearly indicates, and really has been a problem since before the creation of the State of Israel. Some of the casualties, which I know you've written about during the Arab riots revolt of 1929, when they killed religious students in Hebron and elsewhere among his Jewish settlements. Is it not ironic that given the genocidal nature of this ideology, that Israel is now, according to many sources around the world, guilty of practicing genocide?
It is ironic, and it points to another unique feature. This now not generally of the Palestinians, but of Hamas specifically, not the Palestinian Authority in West Bank, but Hamas in Gaza. What Hamas in Gaza has done now for 17 years is, I believe, again, unique. What they have done is not use their population as cannon fodder in fighting, which is quite common. You saw it in Ukraine. Wagner's prison recruits just being thrown into the meat grinder and dying. That's pretty common through history. But what's not common is what Hamas has done, which is to say, hey, civilians, we're going to get you battered. We're going to get you hungry, miserable, dead. And then we're going to tell the world about this, and the world will be upset at Israel for what you are enduring. So in other words, what Hamas has done for 17 years is to exploit Gazan misery for their own aims. And they discovered early on that it works. You attack Israel with kites, with bombs, with missiles, with a massacre, whatever it might be. The Israelis, of course, respond. And the international response to the Israeli response is generally, hey, Israel, you are harming Gazans, and that is genocide. And the Israelis have not quite picked up on this, and they haven't quite figured out how to deal with it. And they certainly haven't in the aftermath of October 7th. They haven't figured out how to deal with this exploitation of Gaza misery by Hamas. And they lose public opinion over time, as we can see, for example, with President Biden. Entirely sympathetic 5 months ago, now quite negative about Israel and its actions.
So what has to happen to turn that around?
Well, I think the good news is that Gazans in large numbers understand that they're being exploited for political publicity reasons and don't like it. Polling just before, two sets of polling just before October 7th, plus many interviews and anecdotes and demonstrations and the like have suggested that there are many, if not most, Gazans who want to be liberated from Hamas, who want to be, they're not pro-Israel, they're not friendly to Israel, but they hate Hamas. They want to be taken from under the thumb of Hamas.
And that is a beginning. It's a beginning of the other mentality, conciliation. Daniel Pipes, the author of Israel Victory, he's talked about rejectionism. So what's the answer to rejectionism? He says it is conciliation. We'll get to what that means coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The senior generals responsible for overseeing the deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan appearing before Congress Tuesday. Mark Milley is the former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
On 14 August, the non-combatant evacuation operation decision was made by the Department of State. It is my assessment that decision came too late.
The testimony to the House Foreign Affairs Committee comes in the wake of a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport in 2021 that claimed the lives of 13 American service members. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing. Administration officials are actively pursuing an agreement to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas and to increase humanitarian aid flowing to Gaza. Peter Navarro, a former advisor to Donald Trump, has turned himself in. He will begin his four-month prison term at a Miami facility. Navarro found guilty of contempt of Congress last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, Daniel Pipes is talking about his forthcoming book. It isn't even a new book because it's not out until June 18th of 2024, but it is eagerly awaited. The title of the book is Israel Victory, How Zionists Win Acceptance and Palestinians Get Liberated. And we mentioned before that one of the mentalities that he discusses and dismisses in the book is the mentality of rejectionism, or the Palestinians' negation of Jews, Judaism, Zionism, and Israel. And rejectionism has done nothing but terrible damage to the Palestinian cause for more than 100 years. The other mentality, which is also not a solution, it is part of the problem, Daniel Pipe says, is conciliation, or the attempt by Israelis, by Zionists, to win Palestinian acceptance, not by defeating their enemy, but by placating the enemy. What's an example of that kind of destructive conciliation, Daniel?
Well, it's not destructive as such. It just doesn't work. In other words, from the beginning, the Zionists thought that if you bring clean water and trains and ports and cotton exports and the like, the Palestinians will say, great, this is what we want. My best example is Theodor Herzl, the great founder of Zionism. He wrote a novel in 1902 called The Old New Land. The Old New Land. It was his vision of the Jewish homeland. And there's one Muslim who appears in it, one Palestinian. He's a merchant, and he couldn't be more delighted with the Zionists. He said, this is wonderful. I'm making so much more money. This is great. Please, you know, more of you come. So that was Herzl's idea, and I would argue that David Ben-Gurion, Moshe Dayan, Shimon Peres, and other the great figures of Israeli history have all followed on that. And even today, Netanyahu somewhat follows in this legacy. And even today in Gaza, There is this sense that the only way that Israel will be accepted is through the enrichment of the Gazans, by Gazans doing well economically. The economics will trump politics. The Palestinians will forget their politics if they get wealthy. Well, that doesn't happen. It's a nice thought, but it just doesn't work that way. As people get richer, look at China, they get more aggressive, usually, not less so. We're not about to enrich Vladimir Putin in order to get him to leave Ukraine. It's as absurd as that.
So if you if conciliation and enrichment doesn't work, what does?
I'm arguing that the Israelis should take two steps. The first one is to get rid of Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, absolutely foul institutions, murderous, genocidal institutions. And secondly, they should work with Palestinians, West Bankers, Gazans, who will work with them, and they should make a great effort to convince the Palestinians that Israel is okay. And there again, as we were talking before the break, there are plenty of West Bankers and Gazans who see things that way. The Israelis don't exploit that fact. They don't build on this support they have. It's small. It's maybe 20%. But it's there, and it's something to build on. So I'm optimistic. If I were to summarize my thesis, it's minimize violence, use violence where you have to, and maximize messaging. Explain Israel. Promote Israel. As opposed to trying to enrich the Palestinians, convince the Palestinians.
And what has been misguided about all of the past efforts which have failed to convince the Palestinians that actually they have, compared to other people in the Arab world, a high standard of living? They've made economic progress, educational progress. Why are they blind to the gains that the Palestinian people have made because of the existence and the flourishing of the State of Israel?
They're not blind to it. It's just secondary. The political cause is so much more important. The vision of a Palestine replacing Israel is far more compelling than having a late model car and a nice apartment. That's nice, but it's not the vision.
And so the essence of the convincing of the other side is what? And will that kind of conviction, that kind of ability to try to persuade, will that see a successful end to the Gaza conflict?
I can't guarantee it, but I think it's a good start. In other words, the Israelis make great efforts at what they call Hezbollah propaganda internationally, around the world, selling Israel as an exciting, nice place, pretty girls on the beach. That's great, no problem with that, but the real focus should be on the Palestinians. For example, the prisons in Israel with what they call security prisoners, not normal criminals, but people who are imprisoned for political crimes, for murder and attempted murder and so forth, for political purposes, they have, in effect, a graduate school in rejectionism. But literally, there are courses and so forth. So someone goes into prison radical and comes out even more radical, and more skilled at being radical. I would think the Israelis should focus, I want the Israelis to focus on prisoners, school children, mosque participants to get a different message. They haven't tried.
So I take it that you're not one of those people who believes that a current Palestinian terror prisoner named Barghouti is going to be the Nelson Mandela of Israel.
I do not. No, there are no Nelson Mandelas, but there are plenty of West Bankers and Gazans who appreciate Israel. And for that matter, Israeli Muslim citizens, too, who appreciate it. Their voices need to be heard. They need to be amplified. They need to have positions of power. They don't have them. It's the most rejectionist, the most radical, the most genocidal who rule.
So you're more hopeful about Mansour Abbas than about Mahmoud Abbas.
Exactly. I think Mansour Abbas, very interesting character. He is an Islamist. He is a Muslim Israeli. He heads a party that's in the Israeli parliament. And he has come out and said, Israel is a Jewish country. Accepted. That didn't get so much attention, but I think it is a minor revolution. And it should be built on. The Israelis should build on it. We should build on it. This is good. And we want more of this. We don't want these rants from the Israeli Muslims. We want people who want to bring Israeli Muslims into the political process and, you know, try and get more money and get more police and whatever it is. It's positive. It's constructive. That's good.
And very quickly, what can the United States do?
We can stop trying to force the Israelis to stick to the old policy of enrichment and placation. We can understand that this is a failed policy that the Israelis themselves came up with and endorse there, using the same kind of tactics we do. I mean, we use economic sanctions, I mean, Mr. Putin, Cuba, you name it. Why can't the Israelis do something similar to put pressure on their enemies?
The forthcoming book, Israel Victory, it is from Daniel Pipes, who is president of the Middle East Forum. You can read information about it at michaelmedved.com, and be sure to order your advanced copy. We will be right back. Daniel, Godspeed. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
On the Michael Medved show, we are talking about the economy in Israel, and the economy is not enough because people have other values other than simply economic progress. And that, by the way, is one of the themes in a very important column today by Paul Krugman, which we were talking about before. Which brings up how really, truly terrible the economy was at the end of President Trump's term, at the last months of 2020, devastated by the pandemic. And it was a terrible time, as he writes, and then he compares that to another terrible time, which put Reagan in the White House, which was 1980. But if you look at the numbers right now, they're remarkably good. And by the way, the market today was up over 300 points. Okay, it's one day. But generally, what this means is that people, when they check their own situation, and a majority of Americans have some share in the market, a 401k or some kind of retirement plan that is market-based something. And what Paul Krugman writes about, and I think it's important, he talks about, I've been struck by the results of swing state polls being conducted by Quinnipiac University, which ask respondents about both the national economy and their personal financial situations. In the latest poll of Michigan voters, which is going to be a very tough state for Biden to hold on to, in the latest poll of Michigan voters, only 35% of people said that the national economy was excellent or good, while 65% said it was not good or outright bad. But when asked about their personal finances, the proportions were basically reversed, with 61% saying that they were in excellent or good shape, and 38% saying they were not in such good shape or bad shape. A January poll of Pennsylvania voters produced almost the same results. And he then goes over some of these public opinion surveys, where overwhelmingly people, when they're asked, how are you doing? They said, we're doing great. Things are positive. How's the country doing? Oh, the country, most terrible shape. Well, part of this comes from the idea that we don't have a news business. We have a bad news business. And bad news sells. And what he says at the conclusion of his piece, and I think, again, it's worth paying attention to, especially on a day like today where the market news was so astonishingly positive, may it continue. Whatever has been going on, writes Paul Krugman, it's important to understand that the political challenge facing Democrats is not that they have to overcome a bad economy. What they need to overcome instead is the false narrative that the economy is doing badly. How can they do this? I'm not a political strategist, he writes, but even I can see that telling voters that their perceptions are skewed would come across as condescending. It wouldn't work, in other words. But reminding them just how bad 2020 was, and arguing that President Biden, who inherited an economy and a society badly damaged by the pandemic, and has led us through the aftermath to a much better place, that just might work. Would that work for everyone? Obviously not. One person who says he would not even consider voting for Biden, but also says he won't endorse Trump, is former presidential candidate Asa Hutchinson. He said yesterday he will not endorse Donald Trump, his party's presumptive nominee for president, nor would he vote for President Joe Biden. Quote, "I have not endorsed Donald Trump for president, and I will not do so," the former Arkansas governor wrote in the USA Today op-ed. Hutchinson, who was critical of Trump on the presidential campaign trail, he is a two-term governor of Arkansas, head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, member of Congress before, somebody with a good deal of political experience, is very solid and well-respected and well-regarded conservative, but clearly conservative. Hutchinson, who was critical of Trump on the presidential campaign trail, argued in his op-ed that the former president had disqualified himself on January 6, 2021, when a mob of his supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol, and that Trump continues to undermine our democracy by defending the actions of that dark day. Regretfully, Donald Trump has redefined the GOP in his image and has put personal ego above the common good. When you talk about disqualifying yourself because of your treatment of January 6th, when he does a rally, as he just did in Dayton, Ohio, on Saturday, and that rally begins with a tribute to the hostages, you won't even call them prisoners, the hostages who perpetrated the riots on January 6th, and talks about them in heroic terms as being hostages and patriots. I mean, honestly, he also accused this again is Asa Hutchinson, two-term governor of Arkansas. He also accused Trump of embracing Russian President Vladimir Putin over the Ukrainian people, leaning into isolationism by abandoning NATO and U.S. leadership on the world stage, and endorsing economic protectionism with his plan to impose heavy tariffs on U.S. allies and adversaries alike. These ideas are not Republican principles, says Asa Hutchinson, but anathema to the success story conservative leaders have built over the last 50 years. Hutchinson also said he will not vote for Biden, arguing that the Democratic incumbent's weak border policies, poor economic record, and slow growth energy policy don't justify re-election. He ended his campaign in January and later endorsed South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley for president. Haley, who became Trump's last standing major challenger, exited the GOP primary after Trump's dominating performance in the Super Tuesday contests earlier this month. Okay, so what's next for Republicans? Other than Nikki Haley, who has not endorsed Trump, and I think it's unlikely that she will, But there's another candidate who was pulled out of the race who hasn't endorsed Trump. His name is Chris Christie. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if he follows up on Mike Pence and Asa Hutchinson. And if Christie comes in and also says, no, I also will be unable to support Trump. And Christie, who is from New Jersey, which is one of the states with the most substantial percentage Jewish population, has always had very strong relationships with the Jewish community in New Jersey. I think that Chris Christie might well be influenced by Trump just saying yesterday that basically anyone who doesn't vote for him in the upcoming election, who votes Democratic, in other words, that anyone who makes that decision is definitionally not a supporter of Israel and not a good or religious or appropriately Jewish Jew. Meanwhile, good news for Trump, and there's plenty of good news for Trump. It's he's winning the presidential campaign right now, but he also won the club championship and the senior club championship, both, at Trump Golf Palm Beach. This means he has also won his third title of the season, following his Super Senior Championship glory earlier this year. This is fascinating. I mean, again, when you see some of the video of President Trump playing golf, it doesn't look like it's championship caliber. But I've actually spoken to people who have played golf with President Trump. They say he really is a good golfer. And shockingly, unlike Bill Clinton, he doesn't cheat at golf or ask to do mulligans, where usually that is part of presidential immunity. We will continue the conversation about what's going on in the United States and also in Germany with return of Nazis. Not good news for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.